know, he just needs playing time. I mean, that'd be the best thing for him. I mean, you know, you feel bad that he's not with us, but I mean, he's got a chance to get a lot better more quickly down there playing with them than he does, you know, sitting around with us and practicing occasionally. And, you know, more so for Mo, I think for two reasons. One, what he needs more than anything else is playing time. I mean, drills are fine and work. I'm not minimizing like what Mark's doing, with Johan now. But Mo needs game experience. Mo hasn't played enough games, so he can't play enough games. So that's great for one thing. And the other thing is, even when he's here, he doesn't even get a chance to play mostly at practice. I mean, like usually when he's at practice, you know, Kurt and Weezy's with the first team and Nick and Jeff, or Nick and Johan's with the second team. So even when he's here, he's not getting a lot of run in practice. So, I mean, it really wasn't a hard decision in terms of, I mean, it's absolutely the best thing for him. And long range, it's the best thing for us. But, I mean, he needs to play basketball. So, I mean, I think it'll be a very good thing for him.
What do you think you want to see from him to bring him back, or is it just...
No, so, I mean, injuries... improvement. We just want to see Mo play and evaluate him and him get better. I mean, our guys will be going down there. We'll get down occasionally, and obviously we'll look at all the tapes and things, and we'll talk to Brian. But he's just acquiring playing experience. I mean, I hate to say it, but he's doing what a lot of these guys did when they were growing up. And I shouldn't say that. I've never talked to him. I'm imagining he didn't spend a lot of time on playgrounds and play 5-on-5 and 3-on-3 and stuff like that, and playing hundreds of games, you know, growing up. So he gets a chance to catch up on that, and that's what he needs more than anything else, for him to improve and for us to help to continue to evaluate. But I mean, to me, it's less evaluating with Mo. I don't think there's any question. You can see the things that Mo does well, and you can see his attitude, which is very, very good. He's an aggressive player. He runs the floor well. He can block shots. He can rebound. So, I mean, potentially he's going to be, I think he's going to be a good player in this league, but the timetable is hard to set. But I think what will accelerate the timetable is him getting game experience. So.
How do you think the decision?
He was very good. Sam and I talked to him the other day, and he was very good. I don't say you're not jumping up and down happy, but I mean, really, to be honest with you, a guy who's a player should want to go. As crazy as it sounds, you should prefer to play in a D league than to be sitting and not playing at all, or even worse, being inactive in the NBA. I mean, it's nice to travel on the charter and get the per diem and all that stuff, but I mean, it's about playing basketball. I mean, you know, we've had guys, you know, in the past that like would say, hey, you know, send me down, I want to play, let me go play 35, 40 minutes. And there's enough guys, I mean, Azubuike, there's enough guys who went and played and show what they were capable of doing that they weren't getting a chance to do it here. I mean, there's guys that are playing in the league now that got a chance to show down there what they could do that they weren't getting a chance to show. Sometimes it's a matter of improving. Sometimes it's just a matter of, hey, if you had played me, I could have shown you that up here too, but you never gave me 25 minutes or 30 minutes of playing time. So, I mean, I think the D-League is a great thing. I really do. I think it still needs to catch on a little bit more where all the players believe in it. But I think the guys who have gone down and taken advantage of it would tell you, hey, guess what? That was good for me. But it's still most times... It still feels most times when you're telling guys like you're almost breaking it to them. You know, like you try and say, hey, this is an opportunity, but sometimes guys don't look at it that way. I think Mo understands that, but I think guys still stop short of jumping up and down saying, hey, thanks a lot. You know, that's really what I wanted to do. But guys will come to you and say, coach, I'm not even playing. We're hardly practicing. You know, let me get out there and play 5-6 games. Let me get some minutes. Let me, you know. So I think potentially it's – and we're lucky because Brian knows our stuff, is committed to our guys. I mean, even though they take care of Portland too. I mean, Brian's a good situation for us. I mean, not that there's bad situations in the D-League, but the only thing to make it better is if it was next door. You know, I mean, if we're right here, I mean, you know, L.A.'s got the one right in town. Now Utah does, although they don't own it. But the one's right in Utah. And San Antonio's fortunate because the Austin one, I think Dallas has Fort Worth. It's real nice when the guy can kind of stay in touch with the team. Or it's easy for the coaches to get there and watch him play. That's the only slight inconvenience. But Brian having been with us all summer, Mo already knowing Brian, him having played for him, that's all good.